first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. A student in Rachel N. Goodman's journalism class at Cabrillo College says there is hope in the form of a smile.
The last 3 years had been a blur, filled with blackouts, fights, and plenty of tears. What had originally been an escape had turned into the thing I was trying to escape from. It was what had led me here, 15 years old and addicted to drugs at the Camp Recovery Center. At that point in my addiction, I felt completely alone in my pain and hopelessness. That was until a group of kids taught me that I could find hope and support in the darkest of places. These kids my age walked through the door, their faces adorned with genuine, gleaming smiles, and talked to me about how they were able to recover. They told me, "I know exactly how you feel, and recovery is simple, not easy. I had a long road ahead of me, but now recovery had a face, and she had just walked through the door wearing a smile." I kept listening and realized that, despite our differences, we had all felt the same loneliness and fear. But the most important thing I heard that night was this: you don't have to do this alone. Those kids had planted a seed for me, showing me a whole new way of life. Now, I'm able to show up for myself and the people I love. I'm able to chase my dreams and overcome obstacles. And I know I don't have to face any of it alone.
This piece was written by a student at Cabrillo College. If you would like to share your opinion or story, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.